The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, Jesus came to Jericho and intended to pass through the town. Now a man there named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector and also a wealthy man, was seeking to see who Jesus was, but he could not see him because of the crowd, for he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree in order to see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When he reached the place, Jesus looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for today I must stay at your house." And he came down quickly and received him with joy. When he saw all this, they began to grumble, saying, "He has gone to stay at the house of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Behold, half of my possessions, Lord, I shall give to the poor. And if I have exalted anything from anyone, I shall repay it four times over." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and save what was lost." Gospel of the Lord. For the Son of Man has come to seek and save what was lost. So we thank the missionaries that came to Hong Kong years ago, going to Hong Kong, to China, to Asia, to spread the good news. This good news is that to form one family, not only Europeans, but Asians, we are one family. The dedication of a cathedral in Hong Kong has a very special meaning for it. Each one of us, we belong to this living stone. Jesus Christ is the head. So whenever we are one with the Lord, we are one with the church. If we don't live the will of God, we are not of the church. Because Jesus established the church so that we can be one. One head, one shepherd, one flock. So also we pray for all the other churches that it hasn't come to under one roof yet. So we have to pray hard also. In Hong Kong, there are lots of Christians. We don't live in one complete spirit. Although we have the gospel, but most of them, they don't have Eucharist because they don't have that kind of unity with the apostolic transition. So we pray hard so that one day human weakness can overcome all this past history of differences, so that we can be one church. And this only way to profess to the world that Christ come on earth. If we are separated, how can let people follow Jesus? You Christians are separated among yourselves. So what can we profess? That's why Jesus praying hard, "Lord, that all may be one."